You can tell the footy season's over because the cricket pitches are starting to be rolled and all that sort of stuff. And I guess the other major participation sport over summer is bowls, and the bowls season is opening very soon as well.
Yeah, I had the privilege last Sunday of opening the bowl season, and I do that every year.
So you did get to bowl the ceremonial jack down the green for the first time?
Yes, I did, and I won't tell you where it landed.
But, in the gutter?
No, I didn't get to the gutter, but I didn't get to where I was supposed to have got either. But anyway,
a bit more lymph needed.
Yeah, exactly. And probably a bit of skill would be handy as well, but it's always a good time. I mean, obviously the majority of people are older people in our community that play bowls, but there are a number of young people now that are starting to get involved in that sport as well. And so I think that it's any sport, I think, is fantastic for our people to be involved in, and it's good for our community, good for everybody, and it's always nice.
Yeah, there's a lot more juniors, as you say, getting involved in it. I know they have a junior state championship, and they have coaching clinics and all sorts of things for the younger generation coming into the sport, and I guess they're the future bowlers, aren't they?
They are, and this year that they all the bowls clubs right along the coast had an open day trying to encourage new people, and they put on a good day for them, and I know there was a number of people that I've never seen there before, and so that's a great thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully the season will get underway. Well, that was the ceremonial opening day, and I think pennant competition starts this weekend, does it?
Next weekend.
Okay, weekend. Yeah.
That's, the weekend after, so around the 8th of October starts.
Yep, it does. Yeah, so and lots of teams along the coast, and as I said, bowls is a huge summer participation sport here on the northwest coast. The Circular Head youth leaders, or CHIL as they're known, have put an idea to council about coming up with a monthly award for achievements of young people in the region, and you've taken it on board and you're going to run with it.
Yes, we have, and I know that the Rotary Club in Smithton is involved with it as well, and so every month we're going to nominate, or somebody's going to be nominated, and we'll be looking at these nominations, and we're going to have a Youth of the Month. And so, and I think that we have a lot of young people that do some great things in our district. We often, when we hear about young people, it's about them doing things that's undesirable. But I think that we've got a lot of our young people that are great leaders and good people, and so we ought to be encouraging them, and this is what this is all about. And
yeah, I think when Mike Gaffney was mayor at La Trobe, he used to have something very similar called the Young Leaders Award, I think, and they published it weekly, or every month, I should say, in the paper in the coast-to-coast section. And so I guess this is an opportunity, as you say, to celebrate the achievements of some of the younger people in your region.
Yes, and encourage them to be future leaders, because, I mean, the people involved in councils now, ourselves, we're getting older, and so we need other young people and good leaders, and I think that we haven't spent enough time and energy on to encouraging leaders for the future. So that's the idea of it, and I hope that it, I'm sure that it will work.
Mm. Yeah, no, terrific idea, I reckon.
Yeah, it'll be a good initiative for our community.
Also, in Smithton, you've had some murals painted. We mentioned the Chartreuse Prize and all that other sort of stuff with your arts festival, and part of that has been painting some murals on some rather, for want of a better word, drab-looking buildings around Smithton, and apparently they've been very well received, Darryl, from what I hear.
They have, and it's quite exciting driving around now, and I know we did some of these last year, and I know there's a couple more this year. And it brightens the place up, and it makes the place just so much more attractive. And so I think it's a great initiative for our people in the arts. And this year, in fact, on Friday night, we're going to announce the winners of the public and choice for the arts that's been about. And the arts have been around in a number of shops, and they still were going to be around for another 2 or 3 weeks yet, as I understand it. And there's some great artwork around, and we've got some great artists, and art is just a good way of people expressing themselves in this field. And so I encourage it. I think it's a great thing for our community, and these murals just look fantastic. And it's all about, and all the paintings are, or the artwork is around things that's in Circular Head with sports and with farming and with whatever else is here. So
it's something that's very local. Yeah,
yeah, very local, and it's it depicts our community extremely well. And I'm sure that for those who are driving into our town, will see that We'll see a great difference, which I think is fantastic.
You've got a very active arts community in Circular Head, which I reckon is just terrific for the region, and those awards for the Arts Festival, $1,000 for the winner and $500, I think it is, for the People's Popular Vote, and you'll be announcing those both on Friday.
That's it.
Okay, awesome. Well, thanks for your time today, Darryl. We'll catch up with you again in a fortnight, no doubt.
Thank you very much.